Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 through 23. Matthew 6, 22 and 23. Jesus goes on and says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?" What we take in through our eyes, folks, affects our souls. This is what Jesus is talking about here. He's not saying whether or not you can see or whether or not you're blind. He's talking about what you take in with your eyes. What you take in through your eyes affects your soul. Are you bringing in light or are you bringing in darkness? So I want to take some time now and walk you through a few scriptures that kind of challenge us along this line. The first one I want you to see is in Psalm 119. Look at verse 18. Psalm 119, verse 18 says this, "Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law." God, open my eyes so I can see the beauty and the truth of your word. Help me to see, well, the Bible, Jesus said, "For those who have eyes to see and ears to hear." I want that. Lord, you're the one that puts the desire in my heart. You're the one that acts out according to your will. I'm to take serious this relationship you've given me, but I want you to open my eyes. Help me to see. Oh, we also have to be careful about what we put in, not only about asking God to help us take in the truth and take in light. In Job chapter 31, listen to verses 1 through 4. Job says, "I've made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I gaze at a virgin? What would be my portion from God above and my heritage from the Almighty on high? Is not calamity for the unrighteous and disaster for the workers of iniquity? Does he not see my ways and number all my steps?" Did you hear what Job said? He said, "I made a covenant with my eyes. How can I then look on a virgin?" Jesus himself said, "If you look at a woman lustfully, you've committed adultery with her in your heart." Some of you struggle out there that are listening right now with pornography, and now in the days that we, in day and age in which we live, it's everywhere. It's all around. You can look at it on your phone. And back when years and years ago, if you wanted to look at a naked woman, you had to go to a store and buy a magazine, and it was usually wrapped in brown paper, but someone had to see you go purchase it. Nowadays, you can get it for free and just look at things anywhere you want. And many people, even pastors out there, are struggling right now with this sin, with this temptation, and they're losing. You need to go back to the Word and say, "God, by your grace, I want to have an eye that's full of light, not darkness, because this is affecting my soul as I look at this stuff." Thank God we don't lose our salvation because of perpetual sin, but we do lose fellowship, and it definitely has an effect on us. Job said, "I've made a covenant with my eyes. How could I look on a virgin?" Actually, the Bible goes on and tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, Paul says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things." I think that lines back up with what Jesus said for our passage for today. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light on you is darkness, how great's the darkness? Oh, we could go on and on. This challenge could go on for much more than 5 minutes, which is the time we have each day. We could talk about the fact that when we focus on the wickedness of man instead of the glory of God, we can become depressed and discouraged. When we focus on other people's sins instead of our own, it can affect us. What we look at, what we take in, how we look at things in life, if it's lined up with the Word of God, if we're looking at things that are true and lovely, if we're focused on Him and His righteousness, our body will be full of light and our lives will be full of peace and joy. But when we take our eyes off of God, we become worried, fearful, angry, discouraged, depressed. Let me ask you today, where are you looking? Are you looking on His law, the wondrous things in His law? Have you asked God to open your eyes there? Are you looking on things that are pure? Or are you looking at things that are impure? Are you looking at man instead of God? What you take in affects your soul, which eventually will affect your body. Folks, let me just tell you, start each day with a renewing of your mind and say, "Lord, show me your truth today. Help me to see righteousness and not focus on wickedness." Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.